Experience Glowing Wild and the Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California.
Yeah.
Are we live?
We are.
We're on.
Testing.
Yeah, we're
on.
Good.
Yeah,
hooked up to the power.
Welcome.
Bring it down.
It's Monday, whatever day it is. Good evening.
The 3rd.
3rd of
March.
March. Yep.
2025.
Okay. Welcome to Shasta Live.
Listening to KCR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
There you go. Shasta Live by the Shasta County Chamber.
Good evening.
Nigel.
James.
And Jason.
In the house.
In the house. Talk to me.
I was surprised that you guys, both of you guys, actually made it.
That's okay. You with the punch and a broken rib, and me being infected by the little dirty rat.
Other dirty. Is that the nickname now for the Cyrus of Virus?
I think we need to get him a shirt. A shirt that says that.
Yes, I have been hacking up a lung for a week.
Ooh.
Yep. So hopefully I don't start doing that on the air. No kisses, that's why I didn't hug you.
Yeah, anybody listening, just disinfect your radio now.
Yep. I've already been in here spreading my germs this morning. I was here for an hour.
It's awesome. Anyway, March 3rd, it's getting cold again.
Yeah, I haven't looked at the weather, so I have no idea what's happening.
It's getting cool, getting cold. It's supposed to rain again tomorrow.
Is it?
Yep. This is what we call an English summer.
English summer, that's it.
That's right.
James, how was the show?
You know, it was pretty good. I mean, the show itself was great. There was great attendance and stuff. You know, I was there holding down the fort, helping Jack Graps and Shasta Eats and
Eat Shasta.
Eats a Shasta.
That's right.
Is it Eat Shasta?
Or yeah. Shasta Eats? It's Eat Shasta.
I get it backwards every time.
You're definitely not feeling very good.
And then I was selling chocolates, which, you know, we did okay. But the event was amazing. I think... my personal opinion, I mean, what they've done with boats and RVs is insane. I mean, you go into those things, some of those RVs, it's like you've stepped off into a mansion, right? They've got two stories and fireplaces, and I was just blown away. And then, you know, some of the really cool fishing boats were awesome, and then I looked in, you know, they're $200,000 for a fishing boat, and I'm like,
I'll take three.
You've got to have a passion beyond passion, right? I'd much rather have a Ferrari than a fishing boat, but that's just me.
Or a hot rod,
I don't think either one of us. I don't think either one of us would fit.
Well, I would do a classic too, but you know.
All right,
a grand sport classic.
We have some guests in the studio. You know, apparently they are professionals at being on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening.
I wonder why that is.
Hello.
There's this little event once in a while.
Just a small
little thing.
Yeah. Little thing in the spring.
Couple days.
Yeah.
Is this the first annual?
Deborah, Ken.
Good evening.
Cool April nights.
Yes.
Nice
with
to
a
you.
K.
With a K.
Yeah. Cool April nights. So when I first moved here and I went to the first Cool April Nights, I didn't know what to expect, but I'm like, oh,
it's real.
This is a thing. this is a thing. I mean, I spent so many years, 25 years down in L.A., and it could easily compete with any of the big classic car shows down there. So I was surprised. I'm like, well, this place is amazing. So how long have you both been involved with Cool April Nights? Actually, first, so you're the president.
I'm just a member of the board,
and
I talk a lot. I started volunteering in 2010, and I became a board member in 2015, and I stepped into the presidency in 2017, August of 2017.
Wow, you have a long reign.
I love it. I love it. You know, I was raised to give back to the community that you live in, and here I am.
Hmm.
We're all volunteers. We have no paid employees. There are 12 volunteers that we work here.
What?
You're not getting paid, Ken. Sorry, I've been trying to tell you.
I know you keep trying to cash those checks, but
yeah, they don't.
That 20-year notary is just not going to ever come.
No, no, it's not.
Okay, Ken, how about you?
I've been part of Cool April Nights for, I think, 2015 as well.
Okay.
And I own cars.
Yeah.
And it just... when I first moved here, I heard about the first Cool Apple Night show, which was down here, and the cruise was in downtown Reading. I don't know if you guys were.
Oh, I used to cruise here.
Yeah, but the actual cruise for Cool Apple Nights
was
here. Oh,
yes, I see.
And
I thought you meant like the cruise.
Yeah,
like
I cruised down here.
Yeah. That's the first thing I found out when I moved here, because I was from Marysville, U City, and they had a beautiful cruise strip there. And I found the cruise here, and then I got kind of signed up for Cool Apple Nights when back then you could sign up any car. And I had an 86 Corvette, and I signed it up, and I cruised in that and started showing it at Cool Apple Nights. So been around for a long time.
And then when did you join? You joined the board when?
I think it was around 2015.
Hmm. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
So you guys have, once you commit, you guys are long-timers to commit that kind of volunteer
work. 10 years.
It's such a great feeling to be a part of this group and give back to the community. And once you're there, you can't, it would be hard to walk away from it.
Sure.
You know, and people do, you know, after a while.
Yeah.
And I am very, to the point, family first.
Yeah.
And every board member, family first. And this is second. And it's our volunteer.
Yeah.
Give back to the community that you live in.
So it's such a big event, right?
It is. Mm-hmm.
So does the planning for the next one start the day after the
starts
one
now?
Yeah, we're starting for next year.
Well,
already.
I did notice that you have the dates picked out for the next couple of years.
I picked out the next 5 years.
Yeah, okay, good. We have a flyer that will be available at the event. And most of us carry them, and we have the dates for the next 5 years.
Oh, flyer, sorry.
Yeah.
I thought you said fire.
Oh, no, like, flyers.
There's a fire, what?
No, we rent out the Civic.
Yep.
So we have to, you know, have that contract and let them know well in advance.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's great.
But for the rest of the event, I mean, does it literally, are you already planning next year's event?
Oh, for sure. Oh,
imagining. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. You take notes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you go to Hot August Nights and stay at the Pepper Mill. You leave the Pepper Mill after Hot August Nights and you sign up for the following next year.
I was going to say, you book your room. And
so that's kind of what we're doing. Like with the Show and Shines, I'll say, hey, should I pencil you in for next year? And sure. So we've got things lined up.
Once the event is over in April, then we have our volunteer thank you luncheon.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, once our books are done and turned into our CPA, then we start in August. I'll work with Inked Up, who does our shirts, and we'll start on the art for the next year. We do our gifting in August. All of the money that we make from our event, which is the big Show and Shine, once we pay all the bills, the profit goes back to youth programs in our community in Shasta County.
And that's a fun meeting, isn't it?
It is a
blast. I mean, we get to sign checks.
To figure out where you're going to spend money.
Yes, and we get to sign checks and send them out, and we love that.
And we love reading the letters.
The requests.
The requests for funding. Yeah. They'll send us letters. Those have to be in by the start of the event. We suggest by April 1st to our P.O. box. And those are youth organizations that maybe have kids that are playing football, but there are some kids who can't because there's not enough funding.
Mm.
Or there's a program that puts kids up on horses for therapy that need funding and need our help. So we'll get letters from them. The Sea Cadets, they do our national anthem, the presentation of the flag. And they is one of the greatest organizations in our area.
Sea Cadets?
Mm-hmm.
Like as an ocean?
The Shasta County Division of the Sea Cadets, and I've probably said that incorrect. Forgive me, Heather Van Horn. She and Trevor Denham put that on. And
what is it, I don't know, maybe you do, what is it that they are, what do the cadets do? I mean, what are they in training for what? Or?
It's a military.
Is it military?
Military.
Well, that's
like
why
Coast
I said,
Guard.
Like sea, I figured it's the ocean,
Coast Guard,
but I didn't know if that was
for sure. And they
take
them to different events, you know, take them down to the Bay Area. And
so they may
want to
look at something like the Navy or the Coast Guard or something like that. It's the beginning stages,
And that would be something that you'd want to talk to Heather Van Horn about. Mm. She's a great leader.
James is on it.
Yeah. Well, I'm interested. I always find those military programs in the youth really cool, because I've seen many of them that have participated even when I was young, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then ended up going into the military. And I know with some of them that are now in positions of very high power in the military, that they've made it a life career, right?
And there's other organizations, you know, in this area.
Sure.
Simpson College is a huge base for our volunteers. They're bringing in over 200 volunteers to help us this year with our program on Saturday. and we count on them. It's basketball, football. I think we'll have the cheerleaders there. They'll be doing the swag bags. We could not do this without the registrants.
Yeah.
The people who register their cars, and they come from all over.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's get into that in a minute. Let's take our first commercial break.
Okay.
That's if you can imagine that was already the first 15 minutes.
Because I want to hear where everybody's
like, goes like that.
All right. Let's take our first commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Coming up at Shasta College, come audition for our 2025 musical production of Guys and Dolls. Auditions will take place on March 10th, 2025 at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater Building 500 and are open to students and the community of all ages. Ensemble members are still needed. Rehearsals will begin June 9th, 2025, and a detailed schedule will be provided to those cast. Contact Dr. Greg Thorson for more details.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Mikey's on it. Welcome back, Shasta Live. And just real quick, just a shout out to Chad Phillips.
Yeah.
Sotheby's, Shasta Sotheby's. Thank you for sponsoring the show.
Chad Phillips.
He is a tried and true supporter.
There you go.
Boy, he is.
We have Cool April Nights with us, Deborah, Ken. You don't want the titles, right? President, Vice President, whatever.
Titles,
Director
mean nothing.
Of Show and Shine.
Director of Show and Shine.
We're just on the board.
I'm with Ken.
Yeah.
Titles don't mean
anything. So the Cool April Nights, it's a huge event. You're going to give us a list of where.
What's the date this year?
April 18th.
You're listening to KCNR.
April
18th.
There it is.
Through April 27th.
Yes. At the Civic Auditorium, which is usually the hot headquarters, right?
Yes, we start setting up on Monday. The kickoff party is on the 18th. We've got Show and Shines that weekend, and we start setting up on Monday at the Civic. Don't stop by and try and register until Wednesday. Registration opens up Wednesday. We will not be ready for you.
Mm.
We have to set up that whole entire... We move our office.
Mm-hmm.
The whole office goes to the Civic.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. All hands.
So you have Show and Shines... Throughout the city.
Throughout the whole city and the whole week.
Yep.
And it says April 18th. Well, the first one is right down the street here.
Yeah.
Downtown.
Downtown.
And right that'll, downtown. That'll kick us off.
So, on average, like last year, how many cars registered for Cool April Nights?
Last year, we can take 2,000. We may have gone over that a little bit. 2021 last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you had cars...
We had cars from California, Oregon, Nevada, Washington, Alabama, Idaho, Quebec, Colorado, Arizona, British Columbia, Illinois, Utah, Alaska, and Texas.
Alaska.
I almost said Alexa.
Okay, just curious. Who's from Alabama?
Alabama.
What do they bring?
I don't have a list of that.
The Alabama Slammer.
You'll see everything at this car show. I mean, from trucks, cars, classics, everything. Some rat rods, everything. There's just a
So you organize the show and shines.
Yes.
What's your favorite thing about organizing those? What's your least favorite thing about organizing
those? if it's dealing with cars, because I'm a car guy, if it's dealing with cars, I love it all. I mean, I just love cars. And the people I talk to and the people that come here are all the same. They just love cars. And they love if you want to ask a question about their car,
oh,
you
yeah.
better grab a chair and maybe a six pack because they're going to tell you everything
God
about
bless
that car.
Their soul.
but it's just cool. I love the schools. The kids will come out and yeah. they'll see that chrome thing on my door and I'll open the window with it and they like, what is that?
They've never seen a window handle.
No, they've never seen a crank, a window crank.
A window crank.
And if your car says 160 on the speedometer, it does 160 according to them. But it's just fun, and car people are fun people, and they're up here and having a good time. They love to talk about cars, and I love to watch and look at all the other cars, get ideas about mine. I mainly own Camaros. Mm-hmm. And figure out what to do. And
I used to own a 79 Camaro.
See, you know how many times I heard I used to?
I used to.
You know, I did too.
Oh, I
did.
I
used to. I know.
I do miss that. I remember it well.
I had one in high school, and mm-hmm. you sell them for, you know, $1,000.
Because you have babies and stuff.
Yeah, I wanted to go to school, but yeah, it's just funny how people come up and they'll see your car, and, man, I had one just like this. And it's just fun.
So what's your favorite car that you own?
Camaro.
You gotta be.
All of them.
I have a 1969 SS.
Ooh,
red with black rally stripes. I have a 74 Z28 that has the big logo on the hood. Remember those?
Yep.
And I don't know if you guys do, but those are pretty cool cars.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And then I've got the newer one, the 2010. And then I have an 86 Corvette that they made 50 of. It's a Malcolm Connor edition.
Wow.
And they made 50 of them. So,
do you show all of them or do you just show a few of them?
I show all of them, except for the new Camaro. Then, you know, people,
If they made 50, are all 50 still accounted for or have they lost some?
They lost the register, and so they've contacted people who they know.
Wow.
And, you know, do you still have that car? Mm-hmm. I do. Well, send a photo. You know,
wow.
So it's a pretty rare car.
Yeah.
do people ever show up with cars and you go, oh, my gosh, I want that?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, we have a new board member that her husband has a 77 Trans Am black with gold.
Oh,
and
gosh.
The Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah.
That's the movie this year, the drive-in movie, Smokey and the Bandit.
There you go. That's it.
Yep, wow. And he's got a beautiful car. I mean, it's all restored. It's done.
And it'll be there.
Yeah. It'll be there
underneath the screen.
Wow.
I picked him, 2 years ago for I also judge. That's a hard thing to do, too. But this 77 Trans Am was beautiful.
And 31.
I picked it for Cool April Nights. I picked that car because I just think it's pretty cool.
I love that movie, Smoking the Bandit.
Yeah. Well, come. It's Wednesday night, right?
Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm. Come Wednesday night. It's fun.
Once the lawn gets full, don't turn away. Just park in the parking lot, carry in your lawn chair, and have a seat on the lawn right in front of the screen. It's a lot of fun.
It's really cool.
I don't have a classic, but I grew up in a classic world.
Do you have people registering every year and show up the same people multiple times?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, sure, probably.
Absolutely.
Like they look forward to it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
They really do.
I love the parade.
The cruise?
Yeah, the cruise, sorry.
The cruise.
The cruise is, we've had the high management of Hot August Nights come here last 2 years, and they were just
in
amazed.
Awe.
It's serious.
And they have cruises in Reno as well, but they're just around the casinos.
Yeah.
They just were like, what in the world? This is really cool.
And if there's somebody listening who hasn't been to the cruise, it is four wide, four classic cars wide, and end-to-end is exactly 2 miles. So you will have end-to-end classic cars four lanes wide, and it is
my part. Half the fun for me is just the smell. the smell of the exhaust.
I'm glad you said that, because in the wintertime, I just go out in my garage. I have four cars in there, and I let them idle, and sometimes I'll rev them up, and I'll just, oh, this is nice.
Yeah, make no mistake, you're not trying to kill yourself.
No.
You just have to get it. No. You have to smell it.
Let's get that clarified.
But if it happens, it happens.
Yeah, you know, right.
You know, just whatever car I'm in, use that as a cast.
No need for cannabis, just start up your car.
Just start it up. Start it up.
Mm-hmm. But it's true. I go down there and I smell all those. They put off their own smell. They have a whole thing.
They do.
Well, that's, and you take it home with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because with that many cars, once you get home, just keep your clothes. You can continue smelling it.
I have to tell this story. I'm putting high octane fuel in my 69's Camaro during COVID.
Mm.
And somebody walked up behind me and said, that car is causing all this global warming, that car right there. And I go,
You're welcome.
I was better. I turned around. I said, yeah, but when you smell the high-octane fuel coming out of the exhaust, it kills COVID immediately. That ended the conversation. They turned around and walked away. So... yeah.
Oh, what a comeback.
So if you see anybody just smelling like fumes, maybe they have COVID. I don't know. No, but it's cool, and people like that, and they love you to rev your car up. You can't really burn out, but they love you to give it a little gas.
That was going to be, well, I had several questions, but how, I mean, and not throw anybody in the bus, but I mean, there are realities. We are the chamber. We're always looking for things to make things better. The city treats Cool April Nights, I would imagine, really well.
Oh, absolutely.
RPD is marvelous.
Okay, great.
Absolutely wonderful. The only thing that we ask is that you don't burn out on the cruise. We'd all love to.
Yeah, but it's not safe.
If you lose it and you run into the crowd.
Well, that's common sense.
Yeah, absolutely. If there's an accident, you know, we have insurance. We have to buy an insurance policy for this event.
And yeah,
it's very expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
it's probably got every person named under the sun as far as the city and every entity.
Right, and we have 2,000 cars on that cruise, or close to that. And to give you an idea, I don't even touch my accelerator pedal.
Yeah, you just
all the way around. You just idle all the way around because it's just stop and go, stop and go. So it's not.
It cracks me up because I did it one year with one of my dad's cars, and not really. I mean, it worked, but barely, because the car needed to go faster to just keep it cool.
It needs to breathe.
I know. And I kept watching the temperature, you know, and I'd be like, oh, no.
You've got one eye on the street, one eye on the temp gauge. That's for sure. Yeah.
And there's always someone who overheats. But what's really cool about that is people will come in off the street and help push them into one of the driveways off the cruise.
Yeah, I actually saw somebody stall out last year.
It's sad when it happens. You hate to see it happen, but it does.
But it happens.
But you have about 10,000 mechanics all around you that just jump in and they...
Or one of these.
Or one of these.
I know what's wrong with that.
Yep. So.
How many show and shines sanctioned?
We'll probably have close to 30, 31. We had 31 last year, and we might have a few more this year, which is a lot to do in a week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the show and shines are already picked. It's not like you're not looking for more, are you?
I'm working on a few. They might overlap, which we have, but we're almost to the end of it.
Okay.
I'm just waiting for people to get back and see if they want.
And how does does that work? Just for future, does a restaurant or an entity call you and say we would like to hold a sanctioned show and shine?
Yes. Okay. Yes, and a lot of times I'll go there,
stake
it out, and say you're going to have to get a bigger parking lot. And they always ask, well, how many cars? I have no idea on that.
Right.
Yeah.
But it could be 50 to. We have 450, 500.
Yeah. So if I was a company and I came to you next year and I said I want to do show shine, you came around and say, yeah, this looks legit, then is it Cool April Nights that then says to people that want to participate, you're going to be going to this show and shine, or is it the responsibility of that entity to fill up their own show and shine?
Once we have it on the website, they can download that, and a lot of them do.
And they promote
it. And they'll pick which shows they want to go to.
Okay.
They'll say, hey, I want to go to this one, that one, this one. So it's up to them. But okay. We show them what shows are available to go to.
Yeah. And the sanctioned shows will be on our schedule, and Eat Shasta will be putting notifications. Download the Eat Shasta app, and they will send out notifications as to what shows are going on when that day.
Excellent.
So be sure to download that app.
Fantastic.
Okay, well, let's take our next break. Bottom of the hour already. Yep. Bada bing, bada boom. We'll be right back.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Riding along in my automobile. 12 and a half in a 9-day period.
And we're back. Shasta Live. Good evening. Shasta Live, West Shasta County Chamber. Nigel, yes. James, and Jason.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I'm glad to see you guys still alive.
Yeah, Hooli.
I'm low key tonight.
Yeah.
I love the music. Keep it up, Mikey. Yeah. Yeah.
And you didn't bring chocolate. We have cool April nights in the
house.
Yeah,
cool April
nights. Deborah and
Kate. Hello.
How's it going?
I thought you were going to day-o.
Day-o.
Cool April nights. That's, that's that.
Vroom, vroom. Special effects by Ken.
That week-long car show.
You know, I'd like to make a shout-out right now before we get any further.
There you go.
We couldn't have this event without the registrants. They come to our community. They book their hotels. They spend money in restaurants and businesses.
Gas stations.
Lots of gas.
And it's the economic impact is $12.5 million in a nine-day.
I was hoping
span.
That was public. That
shout
you could share
out
that.
To Ken.
So,
wow, and all the residents. Wow.
With that's why we go out and we ask for advertising. Advertising our program. Mm-hmm. You know, allow us to do the things for those registrants. Mm. Swag bags. We give them swag bags and with coupons and that type of thing. And if you have any of that kind of stuff, please contact anybody on the board. You can reach us at www.coolablenights.com.
And when you say swag bags, those go specifically to the registrants.
To the registrants.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not a public thing.
To the registrants.
Yeah. Everybody that registers a car.
And I think that's smart.
Yeah, it's really
They enjoy it. They look forward to getting that bag.
Yeah.
And the coffee cup.
And registration is open. And it's moving fast.
Is it moving fast?
It's moving fast. I'm watching it by the hour move up.
Come on.
I'm sure it's not
how
the
many
same
you got?
Swag bag that they
we're
get
close
at
to 600 at this point.
600?
Not over.
No.
Close to. We're close to 600.
600.
Yeah, so far.
The Oscars were last night, and their swag bag was worth like $3 million.
I wish they'd send a little love our way.
I know, right?
I don't know what to tell you on that one. We can't put cars in those slides.
I was going to say, yeah.
So for local businesses who want to get involved with Cool Rifle Nights, either promotion or marketing or something, what's
volunteer of some sort.
What are some of the ways that local businesses can get involved with Cool Rifle Nights or local people? Do you need volunteers or what?
We depend on our volunteers. We love our volunteers. It takes 450 volunteers to put that event on down at the Civic on Saturday. And
that's
nuts. There is a volunteer button. Go to our website, www.coolaplenice.com.
Click volunteer. Volunteer.
Volunteer, and we will take you. We will put you someplace. You'll get a shirt. What's really cool is we have an art contest.
Oh, this is cool.
It's really cool. Shasta County-wide, Shasta County Schools. Students can submit their art. We will give them the theme for the year. This year is convertibles. And schools will send in teachers, or art teachers, any teacher will send in their students' art. And then we sit down and we have the hard chore of looking at all of this art. And some of these kids are so talented, And then we choose one of the artists, their picture will go on all of our volunteer shirts. So this year when you see that shirt, know that all of the shirts in the years past, all of that art was done by students. Their teacher gets a $500 check for her classroom, and the students are rewarded as well. There's a first, second, and third place, and they get a swag bag and tickets to the show and a T-shirt. Mm-hmm. So it's really cool. But volunteering is big. Advertising in our program, you know, in order for us to do this show, we need to rent the Civic.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes us from Monday through Sunday, so we rent it for a week. And in order to fund that, that's how we do the show and shines and advertising sponsorships. We have some amazing sponsorships. Lithia donates an engine for us to raffle every year.
A nice engine.
Standing ovation for Logan and Gary down at Lithia Chevrolet. They are awesome to us.
That's down right now.
Is it different every year, the engine, the type of the type of engine?
Normally it's a 350 crate. Last year for their 10th year they did a 427 big block, and it was
oh my gosh, that's
very nice.
I can imagine people so we just raffle lose that their off. Mind.
Yes.
Yeah, they do.
I did, and I can't win it.
Yeah, so, we can't put tickets in to win. Tickets are now on sale as of today.
Right now.
You
drop
can go,
them off.
Mm-hmm,
I dropped them off.
So you can't win.
Look me in the eye and tell me you didn't have somebody put some tickets in for you.
You guys can't win.
We cannot win.
See, that's how I feel over here. Because I can't win anything on this radio station.
My name could be Dave. It could be Rick. It could be... No, I don't, because people know me, and I'd go up there and get that
Hey,
engine.
Look at my new motor.
So how many tickets for that
surprise,
motor?
Surprise, they had two.
They're $10 a piece or three for 20.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep, and you can get them in the parts department at Lithia Chevrolet on Cypress.
I almost thought
let's take some of our local businesses who I think they want to get involved and want to do some, but they have a limited budget, so best bang for the buck.
So that would be something that they would need to call or discuss with our sponsorship director, and that's sponsors@coolaplenights.com. We have a sponsorship packet which will explain it all. Reach out to me at prez@coolaplenights.com, and I will bring you a sponsorship packet. Most of us carry them with us in the car. Advertising your a business card ad, you know, that in our program. Those things help us to fund this show, which brings these participants, which we can give back to the community from our show, which is the big show and shine at the Civic. All of those other shows are what fund our program. So please participate, show up to the sanctioned show and shines, because they're the ones who support
us. Are any show and shines outside of Reading?
Yes.
Anderson.
Anderson. Okay.
Yep.
Shasta Lake City.
Shasta Lake City. Gosh, well, I'm working with several.
You mean in Palo Cedro?
Yes.
Yep. There you go. Yeah. So all the little bedroom communities.
So about 2 weeks.
Well, Anderson's a big show. Yeah. Anderson River Park.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I first talked to them and I said, "We need to do a show here."
Sure.
And they said, "Well, we've never been invited." I said, "You are now."
Oh. And they've stayed with us.
Let me tell you something. That's cool. That's 500 cars.
Yeah. They turn people away.
Hmm. Yeah.
Huh.
They fill it up every year. Wow. It's a great show. Lots of fun. All of the shows are fun. Every single one of them, from the chamber event to Riverview, you've got them all over.
Lithia,
the high schools. the high schools put Show and Shines on?
Colt 45 puts a nice one on the outfield, and it's good.
So when do you start paying attention to the weather?
Oh, you just nailed it.
That one is the one I was going to bring up.
Time out. Do not say the R word.
Yeah.
We don't even use the R word.
All right. When I'm doing these car shows.
We put a cap on it right now.
Yeah. When I'm doing those car shows, it's funny because they'll say, well, what's the weather going to be? I said,
Glorious.
Well, I do, but I said, if you see me walking across Whiskeytown Lake, I'll tell you. But it's going to be great.
And we go on show, R word? or Shine.
Yeah, you said it.
Cool April Nights will go on no matter what. And we've all been in the cruise.
Oh yeah.
When they've given us a little wet blessing.
Yep. That actually isn't so bad. It's kind of fun. My boys and I loved it. It was when it did that 1 year.
The car owners don't appreciate it.
Oh, I'm sure they don't. I would have lost my mind. Well, but it is what it is.
My windshield wiper does this. So I have to rev it up to get it going.
When we were in the downtown Christmas parade, I was riding with a gentleman here in town, and he doesn't have windshield wipers.
No, a lot of them don't.
In his Classic, and it was a little wet, and so every few feet, because you know you go at a slow roll, I'd jump out and wipe the window down real quick and get back in.
Get back in.
Yeah, that's called the classic car experience.
Exactly.
Anyway, let's take our last break a little early, and then we'll come back and everybody's favorite topic, second to cars, is food.
Well, but you know what? Cars and food go together.
Yes,
they do.
Drive-ups.
So we'll be right back.
My papa said, son, you worthless hippie. You shame. Tell you a story about a hot rod race, Ford's and Lincoln setting the pace. Story is true, I'm here to say, I was driving that Model A. Got a Lincoln motor, really souped up. Model A body makes it look tough. Got eight cylinders, use them all. It's got overdrive, never stalls.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409. My 409.
See that cold thing? That cold came in. And Andy, did you hear that deep voice?
Yeah, I did.
There you go. Welcome back, Shasta Live. Cool April nights in the house. Hey, Jason. I think you should be entering your little
your rally
rocket into the cruise.
Your rally car.
Maybe in about 35 years, I will.
It'll be a classic.
1979 and older.
Well, there you see.
His is a 20.
His drives like a 79 and older.
Mitsubishi Mirage.
Ooh. Rally. Don't forget rally.
Okay. Yeah. Rally Sport.
Rally
sport.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's still. It's,
I like it.
Yeah. It looks like a little puddle jumper.
Okay, Cool April Nights. The biggest event in town, right?
It is.
You know what's really cool is we go from Cool April Nights
to the rodeo.
To the Asphalt Cowboys to the rodeo.
Yeah.
There are 2.5 solid months of something to do in this town without a stop.
Big time. Yeah.
And we work in conjunction with them. We promote each other. We help each other out. Asphalt Cowboys will be there doing their pancake breakfast both Saturday and Sunday. We'll be at the rodeo pouring beer on Saturday night of the rodeo.
Ooh,
we help each other out.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know we were pouring it. I thought we were.
Well, that was you. No, that was you last year. You were over there tasting it for us to make sure that it was good.
I was the taster.
I thought you were the one vacuuming the foam off of the top of each cup.
With my,
they just send it by your lips and you go
with my exhaust.
So that's a perfect segue into food. Do you have many food vendors?
Always.
We do actually, and I believe we're full. I spoke with Norm just briefly this afternoon. He is the food vendor coordinator, vendors at CoolApleNights.com. And I believe that the food vendor section is full.
You're like, it's closed.
I don't know that it's closed, but I know that it's pretty darn close to being full.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still accepting vendors. If you've got a business here in town, it's very reasonable to rent a table. They're the parking lot size spots.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And you can just contact vendors at CoolApleNights.com, talk to him, and get yourself down there and promote your business. We love automotive, automotive type businesses, because that's what people are there for.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's good. People love food, obviously. It's a very important part of the visiting experience.
Yeah.
You could have a great time and then a sucky meal, and it ruins everything, right? So I'm going to put you guys on the spot. What are some of your favorite spots to eat? Favorite restaurants to eat around town?
Oh, man. I love Carlene's, Jack's, Lulu's.
Jack's and Nello's.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I haven't been to Nello's in a while. That sounds good.
Nello's salad is hard to beat.
Oh, hard to beat.
That's right.
Absolutely.
I like all the layers. The antipasta, and then you get your cataloni, and you get your salad, and then you get your main, and then you get dessert. I like that.
C.R. Gibbs.
C.R. Gibbs.
I just talked to Ed, and he said that the patio is available to rent.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
make an offer
for the night of the cruise.
For the night of the cruise.
Yep.
Who's patio again?
Sierra Guest
patio,
and it's right there on the cruise.
Man, it's literally overlooking that. Yeah. Wow,
one of the best spots in town.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And I like their food.
Yeah,
Pete's is another good place to go.
House. Yeah, they put on a car show. Gosh, there's so many of them. I hate to miss
them. Okay, we're gonna give you some inside baseball. A little. This is not associated with Cool April Nights, but people like food, right? So, Jason, why don't you go ahead and tell us about Sunday afternoons. Is it Sunday afternoons?
Or
the Ethiopian...
Oh, yeah. Sunday, have you guys ate at the Ethiopian cuisine place?
I have not, but I've seen your advertisement.
Oh, man, that's an experience.
Tell us what happened yesterday.
So we did a shout out week before last, right? And then this last week we did one. Well, because of that, people came in and they were there eating, the ones that seen the shout out week before last, and they were like, hey, you know, they want more shout outs, you know, or pictures with Buzz. So, and then the owners came out and kept on thinking. So I tried to pay for the meal. They said, no, this is, but it was just a real emotional moment with that family. It's just really cool. The food they have. It's authentic.
What you do is great. I love what you do, and I thank you for our benefit. Thank you. But thank you for everything you do for the community.
Yeah, thank you, Deb. Appreciate that. Yeah, but that was really an emotional experience. It's like, whoa, okay. But yeah, and then Mike was there. We've seen...
Let's get you a raise,
yeah,
Buzz.
Yeah, Cascade Buzz
Curation. Needs a raise. Was it Ethiopian food and they're Nigerian? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that threw me off there, James.
You're like, deer in the head, like, what?
It's cool because they have African food on Saturdays, but then specifically, like, some region of Africa.
Where is this?
Ethiopian
Sizzles
on kitchen. Sundays.
Oh, Sizzles. Oh,
yeah. Right above where you guys, your office is.
They do that all the time. Well, so I'm joking, but the owners of Sizzles, she's Nigerian and her husband is Ghanaian. So are they doing Ethiopian food?
Well, it's Ethiopian cuisine.
Or is there Ethiopian people that come in and cook in the kitchen?
Both.
Both?
Yeah.
Ethiopian family And it's the whole family too.
But this is so weird. I have to say this, that we went there and then Mike and his wife was there, right? You guys were there.
Yeah.
It was like we sat by each other, last Sunday. It was really cool. And then, the woman and that family on the right said, hey, we're in here because of you.
Yeah.
Right? That shout out. Another family said, hey, so are we, right? It's like, oh, that's
so what did you eat?
He's cross pollinating with the buzz.
Yeah.
But it's good, right? Because who would have thought that here in Reading, you can go get Ethiopian food, and what does that even look like? And so the fact that
it's like Polynesian type approach when you eat with your fingers, right? Then they have that. What is that bread called?
The injera.
Injera. Yeah. Yeah. It's so
no
good.
Fufu.
Yeah.
You know,
if anybody wants classes on it,
if they
buy my meal on Sunday, I will show them how to eat it.
I had an incredible meal upstairs with. With the new owners, Nigel was there, and we gave a proposal for them with the kitchen, which they've agreed to, but that part of their welcoming was to provide us a meal, because they were, you know, you were entering our home, and it's traditional, whatever, and Charity brought out a plate that was just like gigantic amount of food for just a small group of us, and I it was incredible. I mean, it was a heavy, rich, spicy sauce, but it was all broken up with fresh vegetables that had been thrown on, like raw onions and
really
cucumbers and tomatoes.
Mm.
It was amazing, yeah.
You know, last year during Cool April Nights, Ken and I met with the executive director of Hot August Nights and his team, and we went to dinner at Carlene's, and they asked me about it this year.
Really?
Are we going back to Carlene's?
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool.
They enjoyed that evening. They just really
Carlene's
treated us
yummy.
Well.
So
and the food was amazing.
I'm going to get them on a live stream, that and the other, the Mag. Mag. I'm
going to
get
Auctions.
Both them. Yeah, we're going to get them on a live stream when they show
He's
up.
He's also on the board.
Oh, okay.
Of Hot August Nights. So they will be there. They'll be there. They'll be arriving, I believe, on Thursday. They'll set up on Friday. Denny Dodson, who's the executive director, his family actually lives here in town.
Oh.
So
wow.
He looks forward to coming over and hanging out with his family. I got to meet his parents last year.
Cool.
So.
What a great experience. Yeah.
They're wonderful people. And for those of you who don't know, we're part of the event series out of Reno for the Hot August Nights. We're an event qualifier.
Wow.
So, do you have cars? Do you have?
I do not. I grew up in a classic world. My dad built his first Roadster at 14. And when I came along, there was never a time. I don't remember a time when there was not a car that he was building for someone in the garage. And I will... Someday I would love to have
somebody get her a car.
I would love to have that 29
get a
Roadster.
Car.
You have a few, right?
Yeah,
maybe.
There you go.
I did the same. I grew up in a household where
but get on the side.
I had cars surrounding me. I grew up in the back of a unseat belted in my car seat in the back of a Porsche, right? But my father had one of the most extensive car collections probably in the world, very much similar to like, what's the guy that had the talk show with the big chin?
Jay Leno,
yes.
Yeah,
and so,
yeah.
He's got a nice collection.
He does. And my father's collection was made up of every type of car you could possibly imagine, from, you know, one-of-a-kind Ferraris to open-wheel Formula One to American muscle cars. I don't know if you ever remember Grand Sport Classics, which was a car place out off of Airport. That was my dad's area where he could just bring his cars in and have people work on them. So he created an entire environment just to
off
be able...
Off of Airport Road?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So...
I remember Jamie Vizzotta had something out there, too.
That's my dad.
Oh, by the way, Ken, this is Jamie Mazzotta.
This is James Mazzotta.
I didn't put the two together.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Fine.
Sorry.
I wish I had a camera
so
on this.
You would know. He had hangars out at the airport filled with cars.
And my dad didn't collect. He built.
And then sold.
And, people would talk him into selling them. And, real
Which
funny.
Keeps the whole thing going.
Oh, absolutely. My first car was a 66 Chevy Malibu with a 283. We had a Chevelle that back early 80s that... The gentleman that runs Shasta Speedway, Dave Twyman, if you're listening, I'm going to tell on you. he bought that car from my dad.
Uh-huh.
And I had just moved back to town, and I was out in the garage doing laundry, and the garage door opened. And then the garage door closed. And you'd be in the house, middle of the night, door would come open, or it would close. Or you'd be sitting in the living room, door. It was months, and we finally figured out that my dad sold that car, and he left the garage door opener. And every time Dave would drive by our house, he'd open and close that garage door.
That's that is actually awesome.
That's funny. There's a ghost.
Yeah. That would piss me off, but yeah.
Well,
but it was
funny.
The
first time it did, because I was out doing laundry, and I was doing the laundry that I'd been wearing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, we have 3 more minutes left. So
that's awesome.
Cool April Nights. Thank you guys for putting that on.
Yeah. And thank you for
Thank you for inviting us. Yes.
You know, you talk about smells. I like during that week, all the sounds around the city.
Absolutely.
Oh, so
there's
awesome.
Nothing like it.
Yeah.
You feel it clear to your soul.
I like that rumble of the big blocks when they kick in, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like when they go by you real slow, your chest goes boop, boop, boop.
I've always wanted, right after the national anthem, when we open up the show, to say, ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. And have all 2,000 cars start their engines.
Oh, we should start
you
somehow.
You can't.
Why?
You can't?
Insurance.
Insurance
does not allow you to do that.
Really?
Can you imagine?
I was going to say, the only thing I could compare that to is I rode my bike with about 5 friends, and we rode all the way to Sturgis. And then in the arena, they have a concert, right? And there's probably 8,000 to 10,000 of us on our, and we sit on our motorcycle to watch the concert, right? So everybody's packed in there.
Oh,
and during, between songs, everybody redlines their motorcycles. And it's literally like the world's gonna split.
Yeah.
Right? It's beyond. So I'm like, I just got goosebumps because I was like, that's what you need to do.
And
sure.
I would love to do that.
Yeah,
we were going to. And
what are they
afraid
of?
We want to call it the Rumble. Well, because we have so many spectators walking around. There's little kids that you can't even see over the top of the hood. If someone were to pop their car out of gear and run into a spectator, you know, it's all about insurance and it's all about kids. So.
Sometimes things just happen.
Things just happen.
Yeah. Remember the boat drags in Red Bluff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome, too.
Yeah.
And bye-bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're looking forward to it, and thank you to all of you who get the word out, spread the word out about what our hours are, what we're doing, when we're doing it, and thank you to our registrants. Get online, register now, because it's climbing by the hour.
Yeah.
And we shut it down at 2,000.
You can see that in those numbers ticking like the U.S. debt.
Exactly.
The debt clock.
Yeah. The fear of missing out.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
For joining the Shasta County Chamber, too. We want to say thank you kindly.
Thank you for the invitation.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We love what we're doing as far as helping to spread the word countywide from corner to corner. I mean, we live in a big county, so.
Well, and for us, it's about all the youth in Shasta County.
Yeah.
Right?
It's great. So thank you very much.
Look at, we just got a sign from the
30 seconds.
Keep talking. Okay, James, that's your cue.
www.coolaprilnights.com. It'll give you absolutely everything you need to know about our show.
Yes.
And you can reach out to any one of us, and we'll be more than happy to help you.
All right.
It's needed. It's needed. We love it.
And please call and put an ad in our program.
Yeah.
Yes.
See you
Raffle.
Next week.
And Raffle City.
Raffle City
is the biggest event that we have on Saturday, and we will be raffling off items from opening to close. If you have a raffle donation, please contact Rhonda Hansen at Kelly's Pub or RaffleCity@CoolAprilNights.com.
Yeah,
bye.
There you go. Bye.
Perfect timing.
That was good.
From Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.